Okay, honey. Here is the thing. I think we should stop our hypnosis sessions. Wait, don't feel that bad. It's not about you. I love you, of course. It's just about me. Since we started, I felt like I'm making you do stuff for me, and you are happy about it. But I don't know if this is okay. I love it when you are happy, but what if I did something wrong? What if I made you do something that you don't like? You don't care? But I do. It was all fun at the beginning, and I only did it so that you can enjoy your fantasy. But I feel that I can do anything I want, and this power might corrupt my decisions, might make me do things that I think it's right, but it isn't. I really want us to be happy forever. You don't feel that it's important. You trust me? Thank you, honey, but to be honest, I started to have these weird fetishes myself, and I don't know if you would like them or not. You might feel they are extreme. You don't see that. And you accept whatever I want to try. Well, I don't know. Yes, it would make me happy to try it, of course. But you want me to put you under trance now and do whatever I want? Yes, I wanted to try a few things. Okay, honey. Let's try that. Stare into my eyes. Relax. Stare. Obey. Drift away. Stare into my cleavage. I know you love it so much. Relax. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Sleep for me. Good husband. Entranced and hypnotized. I really like what we have, honey, and I had this urge to try many things. I was just afraid that you would mind. But having this amazing relationship is rare. You are stroking. Good. I've conditioned you very well. So, first thing I wanted to try is feet and shoes worship. Well, I know you are into breasts all the time, and that you love my breasts. But sometimes I feel that I want you to give this special treatment to my feet also. Is it kinky? I don't know. I just want you to give such attention to my feet. So I want you to focus on them now. They are so sexy. Let me put this memory first in your mind before we continue. You've subconsciously stared at feet and wondered how they smell, how they taste. Not just mine, all women's feet. But you didn't have the courage to do that before. You've always wondered how it would be like to do that. But now, as we are married, your desires are increasing more than any time before. Now you see my feet and stare into them. My feet are so sexy, so arousing. My toes are so sexy. You love staring into them. My soul is so sexy. You love it so much when you stare into them, when you touch them. You feel that they are so sexy and seductive. You will always feel that. You love the look of my bare feet, covered feet, feet in shoes, feet in boots, feet in sandals, feet in stockings, feet in socks. Feet, no matter how they look. My feet turn you on, no matter what the context is. In any time, you will find me sitting beside you. And position my feet toward you. You will just hold them, feel how sexy they are. The touch of my feet will be so arousing. It will wipe your mind. It will make you feel that pleasure that you never felt before. You love the idea of holding my feet in your hand, touching them, feeling them. You can start doing that now. Get closer to my feet, honey. Don't worry about getting on your knees. It's okay. Just come closer. I know I'm wearing my high heels, my black high heels. I love wearing them, and I feel so sexy in them. I wanted you to notice that before. Isn't that amazing? Just feel them. Feel my shoes in your hand. Feel the shiny leather. It's so tempting, I know. It's so sexy. So hot. I always wanted you to feel that, to feel aroused toward my heels and my feet. And now I want you to like it just like I do. The idea of worshipping my heels getting so interesting to you, getting sexier and sexier. You feel so good when you hold my leather heels in your hand, but you know what would feel even better? When you lick it. Oh, yes. Just try it. It's so sexy and seductive, running your tongue on these shiny, high-heel shoes. To make it look even better, don't worry, honey. It's clean. It's just about the idea of licking my high heels. Licking my shoes feels so good to you. So amazing. You are so aroused and horny. Start to lick it even more. Start to enjoy licking it. It tastes just as you like it. It feels so good to hold it in your hand and to start to lick it. Maybe suck the heel itself. That seems so sexy. Your cock is twitching from arousal. Hold yourself, honey. Don't come. We didn't even reach the good part yet. Lick it and feel how good it is to worship my shoes, to be on the floor kneeling. Oh, I love that so much. And I want you to keep doing that all the time. Once you see me wearing high heels, you will feel so aroused. You will feel yourself wanting to get on your knees and start to lick it and suck it till it's totally shiny. When it's shiny, I want you to be proud of yourself. You've cleaned my shoes very well. Then you deserve something more. Take it off slowly. I want you to admire my feet while taking off my high heels. I want to feel like a goddess. I want to feel that I own you, and you just want to serve me. I've always had this feeling, but after you told me it's okay to experience it, I'm feeling so good sharing that with you, and make you do whatever I want to experience. Yes, take it off slowly. Now you are holding my feet. Now you feel how sexy they are. How amazing it is to be allowed to hold my feet like this. Yes, I allow you, honey. Hold it now and stare into it. Feel how sexy it is. Now start to kiss it slowly. Start to kiss it. Kiss each toe, one by one. Kiss it. Now kiss my soul. Kiss my feet itself. Kiss, honey. This is so good. I'm very happy with that. Kiss my feet. Feels so good while doing that. Feel this enjoyment increasing with each kiss. You will love doing that more and more from now on. You will love to show me how much you love me by doing that to my feet. Now, start to lick it. I'm so happy right now. I feel so good. Keep licking it. Keep licking every inch of my feet and feel your pleasure increasing as I feel my pleasure increasing. Now, start to suck my toes. Yes. Suck them one by one. Feel your arousal increasing with each toe. You are so good for me, honey. Keep kissing and licking them. Keep sucking my toes. With passion. With love. This is my loving husband. I love you when you do that. I want you to keep doing that all the time for me. When we are alone, I might sit on the couch. You will get closer and give me your phone to check what you have done today. And while I'm reading your messages, you will start to do exactly as you are doing now, pleasing me. Maybe then I will allow you to hold my breasts or to kiss it. I will make sure you will be happy also. But you are already happy just by kissing my feet like this. Isn't that right? I just want to take it a little bit further, honey. I know you are my good husband who won't refuse any request I ask for. I love the idea of you worshipping my feet all the time, and I want you to enjoy it too. But sometimes I will be coming back from my work or from any errand, and my feet will be smelly. So before we continue, let's agree on this also. You love the smell of stinky, sweaty, smelly feet. Stockings, socks, and other footwear. When you see my feet, you can't help but wish you could sniff and lick them. Sure, they may smell horrible, but you still long to smell them, to have them pressed against your face. You long to smell them, no matter how bad they smell. No matter how stinky, how sweaty they are. You always have a desperate, irresistible infatuation with feet. Smelling feet, sniffing their stench. You love my feet, and the stinkier my feet, the better for you. You just want to smell it, sniff it, and lick it. And just for fun, I will put this trigger. Each time you are with women and you hear the word sniff or smell, you will just think of one thing. You want to smell their feet. Of course, you won't be able to do that. That would be so inappropriate. You have an irresistible desire to sniff their feet that you will become unable to deny. You will love the sight and smells of their feet. Once you listen to the words, sniff or smell. That would work in a different way only with me. If I said the word sniff or smell, you will just start doing that automatically. Of course, only if we are alone, unless I say otherwise. So back again to my feet. As I said, it might be sweaty also, and sometimes I'm too tired to take a shower, but I really like it when you kiss, lick, and suck my toes. That's why I don't want you to mind that at all. You won't mind how stinky or sweaty my feet are. On the contrary, the stinkier my feet are, the more you like to lick them. The sweatier my feet are, the more you like to kiss them. They will be turning you on so much, clean or dirty. I just want you to worship them, so I feel your love. I know this seems so kinky, but you said I can do anything, and I really would like to try that. You will encourage me to go to the gym even more, because when I come back after working out, my feet will be so sweaty and stinky. They will smell really bad, but you will do that anyway, and will keep smelling them all the time, licking them all the time, and you will wait for this chance. So you will start by showing me how fond you are with my feet. So once I enter, you will make sure that I sit on the couch, very comfortable. Then you will get closer to me and start to tell me how you love me and how I look good in these shoes. Slowly, you will show your appreciation for my shoes even more, and in a very shy way, you will start to ask to get closer to my shoes. You will start to clean my shoes first. Then you will start to worship my smelly feet, feeling so good and amazing, knowing that its smell is really bad, but you will feel forced to smell it, starting to like this stinky smell of it so much, wondering how you missed all this fun before. You will love the stinky smell of my feet. You will love to sniff it a lot while licking them. They might be wet also, from all that sweat, but it will be great for you to sniff it, to taste it. Then you will feel that your place to sit on the floor. So you will sit on the floor and continue to worship my feet. You will keep kissing and sniffing my feet, licking my sweaty feet, feeling great, advising me to work out more, to walk more in my shoes. You will keep kissing my soles. You won't be able to stop this because you like it, and you know that it pleases me so much, honey. And when I'm not home, you will love to get my shoes and smell them, to remind you with the smell of my feet how you love them so much. Also, you will have the urge to lick my boots and high heels, to keep them clean all the time. So each time I want to wear any of them, they will be clean. I know you love doing that for me, and that you will love doing that even more each time. I'm really happy that we managed to reach this level of intimacy in our relationship. You are really a good husband. Best husband ever. Now, honey, enough kissing my feet. Stop it now. Back to your chair. I will count down, then wake you up. You won't remember anything, but you will feel great, and all commands will be implanted in your mind. With your new obsession with my feet and my shoes, make sure to listen to this one again, twice in a row. Listen to your daily mantra and fill the form. Don't forget to tell your friends about these recordings, honey. Male or females should experience this amazing life we have. Very good, honey. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Wake up now, honey. How do you feel? Happy. That is great. Now, I just want to lay back, listen to music. What, honey? You want to lick my feet while I'm resting? Of course, if that would make you feel good. I always love it when you give me any sign of love. Okay, start now, honey.